is Mr. Lank.
Morning.
Good morning.
Have two items of old business this morning. First one being conditional use number 1905, the application of West Rehoboth Community Land Trust. It's an application to consider the conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a multifamily dwelling structure proposing two units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 6,986.7 square feet, more or less, and lying northeast of Dunbar Street, 100 feet northwest of Norwood Street within West Rehoboth subdivision. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on July 14th of 2011. Council held public hearing on August 2nd, 2011, and the Commission rendered a decision on September 8th of 2011. In their recommendation, on September 8th of 2011, Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1905 for the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust for two multifamily dwelling units based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is located within a GR general residential district. Multifamily dwellings are appropriate in this district where medium density residential uses are favored. Two, the proposed conditional use will have no significant impact upon traffic. Three, this project is consistent with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. One of the stated goals of the plan is to provide affordable housing options for the county's low and moderate income residents. This conditional use promotes that goal. Four, the project will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community, which currently has a variety of housing types, including multifamily dwellings, single-family homes, and manufactured homes. There are also several business and commercial uses and zonings in the community as well. Five, the Commission and County Council previously approved a similar application, conditional use number 1722, for a total of four multifamily dwelling units and two structures in the West Rehoboth community. This recommendation is consistent with that prior approval. Six, Sussex County Engineering has confirmed that there are two SOAR laterals on the site, which previously served two manufactured homes that existed there. Any system upgrades will be the applicant's responsibility. Seven, this property, which is only 6,986 square feet in size, is not big enough under county zoning code for two units without a variance from the Board of Adjustment. And I understand there is a variance application pending before the board. This recommendation is contingent upon the board's approval of that variance. Eight, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, this recommendation is consistent upon the approval of a variance from the Sussex County Board of Adjustment to allow two multifamily dwelling units on the subject property. If such variance is not granted, this recommendation is null and void. This recommendation should not be viewed as making a determination as to whether a hardship or exceptional practical difficulty exists sufficient to grant a variance. Such determination is the responsibility of the Board of Adjustment. B, only two units shall be constructed upon the property. C, the project shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex County Engineering Department. The applicant shall be required to design, fund, and construct any upgrades to the county sewer system that are necessary to serve the two units. D, the building shall be designed to resemble a single-family dwelling. An example of this would be a separation of the entrances so that no two entrances are on the same side of the units. E, at the time of the site plan approval, the applicant shall also submit front, side, and rear elevation drawings of the building to the Planning and Zoning Commission. And F, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The site plan shall include designated parking spaces that do not require a resident to back directly onto the adjacent street. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. However, The Board of Adjustment did deny the density variance application. The required density size of the lot would have had to be 7,260 square feet, and the site only contained 6,986.7 square feet to be able to have two units. So the commission recommendation, because of the board action, is null and void as far as the recommendation of approval. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
No questions.
Nope.
Well, we can't vote.
Read it.
What is the, yeah.
Yeah, read it.
Yeah,
this will read rest.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the short title to that? I'm sorry, I see that, no, that's for the public hearing I have.
Sorry.
I do not have it.
I'll read it.
Thank you.
Conditional use 1905, the application of Westbury Oaks Community Land Trust to consider the conditional use of land in GR General Residential District for a multifamily dwelling structure, two units, to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 6,986.7 square feet, more or less, lying northeast of Dunbar Street, 1,000 feet northwest of Norwood Street within West Rehoboth subdivision. That's what it was advertised.
Okay. Was that 1,000 or 100 feet?
100 feet.
Okay.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
With the conditions?
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, to adopt the ordinance with conditions.
And those conditions are A through F as read by Mr. Lang.
Planning and zoning conditions?
Yes.
Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Well, I cannot approve it because the Board of Adjustment has turned down the request for the variance. So I vote no.
Cole?
I'll vote no due to the size of the parcel.
Mr. Phillips?
I'll vote no, again, because the recommendation of planning and zoning was conditioned upon the Board of Adjustment's approval, and since that approval didn't come, we're in essence agreeing with planning and zoning, so I vote no.
Wilson?
I vote no. Recommendation of planning and zoning.
I also, recommendation of planning and zoning, and the Board of Adjustment did not, in fact, grant that variance. I also vote no. Motion defeated. Next, Mr. Lang.
The next application is conditional use number 1891, the application of Juan Sante Aginel. I think I got that right, but I went toward it. To consider the conditional use of land in AR1 Agriculture Residential District for a subcontracted truck trailers and local hauling service to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.717 acres, more or less, lying north of Route 47, across from Road 296, also known as Lawson Road. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on April 28th of 2011. Council held a public hearing on May 17th of 2011. The commission recommendation came down on May 26th of 2011. On this application, on May 26th, 2011, Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of conditional use 1891 for Juan Sante Aginel based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site of this proposed conditional use is surrounded by residential and agricultural properties. Two, the proposed use is for truck parking, repairs, storage of tractor trailers, and operation of a truck dispatch business. This proposed use is incompatible with the neighboring and adjacent properties, and the outdoor repair of large tractor trailers is inappropriate for this quiet rural location. Three, there are other more appropriate locations that are already zoned for business and commercial uses in Sussex County where this use should be relocated. There is nothing unique or significant to this location that will benefit either the business, residents of Sussex County, or some other purpose, other than the fact that it is located upon the applicant's existing residential property. Four, several parties appeared in opposition to the application and stated that trucks are operated and leave the premise very late at night and early in the morning, which is a disturbance to the nearby homes. 5, no parties appeared in support of the application. 6, the proposed use is inconsistent with the purposes of the AR1 Agriculture Residential District, and it is not compatible with the purposes of for granting a conditional use as set forth in the Sussex County Zoning Code. 7, the proposed conditional use does not promote the health, safety, welfare, and general convenience of the residents of Sussex County. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried with 3 votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated, and motion carried 3-1, with Mr. Ross opposing the motion. I would add that council's public hearing on May 17th, council could have denied this application on the lack of merit since the applicant did not appear for public hearing, so therefore there was no record of support. So you could have actually denied it on 17. Mm-hmm. And for a little history of the site since, the site has been cleaned up and there is no trucking activity on site currently.
That's good.
That's all I have.
Questions from council?
Read it.
You read the short title, please.
This is conditional use 1891. The application is Juan Sante Aginel to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a subcontracted truck trailers and local hauling service to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.717 acres more or less, lying north of Route 47 and across from Route 296, also known as Lawson Road.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to adopt the ordinance. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I would vote against it because the applicant did not appear and there was no record presented by the applicant for this change.
Cole.
Yeah, we actually, I think, have a policy that if there's no record, we can't really vote on something, or we shouldn't. We should deny it. So, and plus, so with that in mind, and also the planning and zoning's recommendations of denial, I'll vote no.
Mr. Phillips.
I'll vote no due to planning and zoning's recommendation and a lack of record at the county council.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote no on recommendation P&Z and also the no show.
Also, I agree there was no record at the P&Z hearing and the recommendations of denial. I will agree with that, so I also vote no.
Thank you.
Motion defeated.
Lawrence, that is the kind of a policy we have, there, right? If nobody shows, we have a difficult time even from our attorneys,
actually,
I think, in the past.
In the code as it relates to change of zones, I don't believe conditions, I have to look, and Board of Adjustment has the same. It's actually in the code. If your lack of support is automatic denial.
Right, right, okay.
Thank you, Mr. Lang. Let's move to grant request, Mrs. Webb.
Thank you. First one today, the Lower Sussex Little League.
That's a previous.
Yes, I think that's Mr. Phillips and
Mr.
I. I told some of the representatives, Vance, that to bring this forward, that I didn't mind spending your money if you weren't here,
okay.
And making suggestions on your behalf.
Mm-hmm. And what would you recommend?
You know, I'm trying to remember what I told them. Is there anything on that?
Well, they're requesting.
I've said so much, I can't remember.
Help for new batting cages and fixing the old cages. They're requesting $2,702. So if you split that, that's $1,351 apiece. Or
why don't we just split it down to $2,500? Make it even. Nice round numbers. Would you split $2,500?
Sure.
$1,250 each.
Okay, Mr. Phillips and I would be glad to do that. That is one of the nicest facilities in Sussex County.
I'll second Mr. Cole.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Phillips, to grant Lower Sussex Little League for upgrading and installing batting cages $2,500 to be split evenly between their two accounts. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
The Nanticoke Health Services.
For prescription drug fund?
For their prescription drug fund.
If somebody make a motion to grant $250 from my account.
So move.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $250 from my account for Nanticoke Health Services for prescription drug fund. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Historic Georgetown Association.
That's a previous
That's
grant.
Mr. Mm-hmm. Wilson.
And that was what before?
Before that was, Mr. Wilson gave $5,000 in November. It's the, doing the restored firehouse.
Restoring your whole firehouse?
Yes.
One of the first.
First.
What was the first firehouse in Georgetown?
Yep.
So we'll give him $2,500.
Second that motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second Mr. Cole, to grant $2,500 to the Historic Georgetown Association for restoration of Georgetown's first firehouse. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
And the Centenary Food Pantry.
And that's a previous?
Previous grant of $750 total, $500 Mr. Vincent and $250 Mr. Phillips.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second.
I'll second it.
Mr. Wilson, to grant $750 to Centenary Food Pantry for operating cost of $500 in my account, $250 Mr. Phillips' account. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Proposed zoning ordinances?
Yes, Mr. President. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a lawn care maintenance business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, Delaware, containing 0.51 acres, more or less, and it's for an Edgar Polite.
Make that motion.
And Mr. Cole introduces it.
And the second is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a multifamily dwelling structure, 2 units, to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, Delaware, containing 35,000 square feet, more or less, and that's filed on behalf of Donna Massey.
I'll introduce it.
Phillips introduces it.
And those are the only ones.
Additional business brought before council. Mr. Guy. Thank you very much, sir. Ed Funk, Seniors and Crime.
Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year's. I think I've talked to several of you through the years and everybody, and yes. I think 4 years ago or 5 years ago, I came before council to ask for a grant for money for the senior center. That's the time you had just gotten your budget, and I was told that I may not be able to get that. And as I walked away, I said, well, in the budget, it had more money in there for dog catchers than it did for seniors. And Mr. Cole called me back and said, you're kidding. And I said, no. And that's what's happening now. Nobody's doing anything for the seniors. Vance, you got a second chance, like I did from the man upstairs. Mm-hmm. You said before about doing things for people. Now, the crime down here has increased, and it's double. You have 83% down here senior citizens. And I know you read the papers. I know you know what's going on. So I know there's a quarrel about Mr. Christopher and Mr. Vance Phillips. That is not what I'm concerned about. I'm more concerned about what you're going to do, bring the safety to the senior citizens down here that pay to come down here to retire. I'm one of them. And I've been down here for 8 years, and it's pathetic. I read the paper about people getting killed, raped, you name it. I have 3 drug houses in our community. It's taken 8 years just to get one this close to being torn down, and there's one behind it. It's pathetic what we have to live with. We got senior citizens are afraid to come out of their homes to do what they want to do, and that's just to relax and take their time and enjoy what's left of their life down here. Now, I've been around to many people. I've talked to Daniel Logan up in Dover. I've talked to Bo Biden, who sent us down. Chris Hutchinson, who was supposed to be on behalf of our problems down here. I could go to him and talk to him and ask him questions about what needed to be done. I don't care if you get the National Guards out. I don't care if you get a posse, as they called it. You need to help these seniors, and I'm one of them. And my kids were worried that I was going to get shot at because I got so in debt with all this crap. I don't know why it takes common sense to know that people need to be protected. I don't know how else to explain it. I ask and questions, and you don't even know half of what's going on down here. You don't even know what's going on with the manufacturing industry down here that I approached over with 6 years ago, and all the corruption that's in that manufacturing business and what they do to the people that buy their homes down there. And I was a victim. And as a victim, I went around and got affidavits of people who could give you war stories about what these companies rip you off on. And nobody knows about that.
Manufactured homes, is that what you're talking about?
These are manufactured homes. Mm-hmm. And I had let it go because at the time, everybody was doing things with Mr. Tunnel about the rent properties, and they had a big thing up at 24. Well, I walked in about 2,000 people, and I only had one agenda amongst all these people who had this agenda with Mr. Tunnel. And I had affidavits about companies that ripped off these people, including myself, my neighbor, a guy in a wheelchair, and it didn't surface until just lately where we had another lady just moving our development, and it got so bad from Atlantis Manufacturing Homes on 113, all the money they ripped her off on, and the things they had to make her pay for before she settled her house. And nobody looks into this stuff, but I did, and I got back on it, and I talked to Suze Draper. And she tried to find out a lot of things about this. But it's something that's let go, that the ethics of these manufacturing housing people are just as bad as the people that don't want to take and give us protection to live down here. Now, I've created an organization of HOA of all these communities around Sussex County. It's growing and it's getting bigger. I had people, dignitaries, Mr. Senator George Bunning was there, our lawyer was there, Mary Schneider Fox.
I wonder you had a big turnout.
Yeah, I know, I had to, I was there.
Nice.
And we had Jeff Christopher there, and we had the most things that we asked these people, and it's not political. I don't want it political. It shouldn't be political when you have to find out the answers to why these people are so afraid. And I had 70, 80 people from different communities at that first meeting. And their biggest problem was crime. This whole organization I'm setting up is to give ideas to one another, to know where to go and who to go to, the phone numbers and everything, so that if they have a problem, they can go here and know they're going to get the answers. Now, I've been doing this for 3 years right now. I was on a board before. And I don't see anybody doing anything. When they tell me it's slower, lower, I think it's slower, dead. I mean, I've never saw anything take so long, Mr. Vincent, than the things that happened down this down in Sussex County. Now, they just said that this Sussex County was the 10th best vacation spot in the country this year. If you don't do something about the crime down here, you're not going to be 10th because you're going to be something like Chester or Wilmington. And if you think I'm kidding, read the statistics down here. Somebody's got to do something. And I plead with everyone who is to think about it. Because I've talked to people that are scared to come out of their houses. They're scared to go to their mailboxes. It's pathetic. And I'm sick of it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
We got some time here, Mr. Mitch. Could I respond to him? We're just going to hear from him. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Carol Summers, planning.
Hey,
good morning.
Welcome back, Mr. Phillip.
Thank you very much.
I'm Carol Summers. I live in Lewis, and I'm representing the League of Women Voters. I see that we're approaching the time when the county comprehensive plan needs to be reviewed, and we're still without a county planner. That position has been vacant for quite a long time, and I would just am inquiring about when it's going to be filled.
Thank you. I guess we are 25 minutes before our public hearing. We can move to executive session.
Yes, we can.
And then come back.
I do have one more thing that...
Mr. Cole.
Since we're on other business, I had a phone call, and somebody brought it up, and I think Mr. Lank has discussed this with somebody, too. The remember we created the ordinance for permitting garage apartments, the small place, not the, you know, for, what is it, through the Board of Adjustment, right? Come on up here a minute. Anyway, somebody was curious why it didn't apply to the GR district. I think we applied it to, maybe you could explain that if you know what I'm talking about. And they were wondering, you know, is it appropriate in the GR district? And if it is, should we amend the current?
Yeah, it's permitted AR and MR, and it doesn't, you typically, anything in an AR or GR relates to MR, or AR, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, we left off the garage department from the application or the ordinance to in the GR district.
Okay. And the reason, when did we do this, a couple years ago or a year?
It's been about a year, year and a half.
Yeah.
We've only had one or two applications.
Right, I think we were all, Sam, you were here, right, when we did all that, right?
The 800 square foot unit was the maximum. It couldn't be any greater. Now, we did, one of the applications that we did have, it has to go through the Board of Adjustment through the public hearing process.
Right.
They did also apply for a variance in the size, and they were applying for like 1,100 square foot.
Okay.
So they had to go through the public hearing process.
Okay, that's fine.
It's still being put out in public notice that way.
Okay.
They don't just walk in and say they're applying for a garage apartment.
Do you have any reason why any good reasons why we shouldn't do it in a GR district also?
No.
Really, that was her. I had
no answer for her.
So I
was actually surprised because I thought it was.
I kind of thought it was too.
There's no reason it couldn't be.
Okay.
MR and GR are exactly the same. And
that's right.
GR permits a mobile, double-wide, modular. Well,
then my question to Mr. President is, and Mr. Moore, would it be appropriate then to maybe direct Mr. Lank to come forward with an amendment to the GR district?
Just come back with an ordinance for that at a later meeting, have it put on the agenda.
Right.
It wouldn't take much. It would really be a short order.
Will this have to go to P&Z?
Yes, it will.
That's the question. Okay, that's what I want. Okay.
Well, yeah, anytime you amend your ordinance, go to the P&Z for recommendation.
Okay, that's fine.
If you would bring that back to us.
Sure.
I don't think there's any opposition.
Yeah. Thank you, Lawrence.
Can I clarify something? I was on the radio this morning, and I talked about the fact that if it was a lot of support, I would introduce a historic preservation bill. There is no historic preservation bill at this time. I have an email here, the fellow that thinks it's coming up today, and that is the fact is that if there's support, I will introduce it. That's it. So, yeah.
But
there's no hearing. No, it hasn't been
when
done.
When you say a bill, you mean an ordinance?
The ordinance. Historic preservation ordinance.
Okay.
Under our land use plan.
But we don't have anything, not even like a draft or anything. Right?
Oh, yeah, we do.
We do have
it was discussed in 2009.
Okay.
And it's on the web. It's on the web.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you're,
maybe
if you're,
circulate it and we'll see. We'll look.
Asking now,
I'm not going to introduce
there it. A consensus to do that, I think it would be improper because
it's not on
the agenda today.
No. I'm just saying I'm not interested.
Just recirculate it. So
I didn't introduce it.
We can all look at it and refresh our memories on it.
Understood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else from council? Mr. Lank, step right up there.
When I was up at the podium earlier, I made reference to the ordinance on lack of a presentation by an applicant.
Mm-hmm.
And just to make it clear, there is a section one or the chapter 115 of the code being article 115-211F provides that the applicant, if he does not appear, it's automatically denied by council for conditional use or change of zone, and it 1 year before they can reapply unless the council were to choose to for some reason to allow them to apply earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And the Board of Adjustment made reference to that also, and that's in 115, Article 27, 115-208G said the same thing in a board case. If they don't appear, they either wait a year, and they would have to reapply.
Yeah. And that would apply to subdivisions, too, right? Subdivision applications?
It's not really referenced in the subdivision code, but it's not been an issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, Troy. Anything else from council? We entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel and pending potential litigation.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Cole. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We'll now go to executive session.